بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونبينا أما بعد. Today's topic is the power of Surah Yasin. The migration of the Muslims to Medina Sharif instilled fear amongst the Quraysh. Soon they realized that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will establish a base with a large number of followers in an area beyond their reach. And if he were also to join them in Medina, they would be unable to stop the spread of Islam. All the chiefs of the Quraysh assembled in council to discuss how to prevent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from leaving Makkah. They debated various suggestions and ultimately they decided that each clan should provide a young courageous warrior so that all the warriors could jointly attack Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and kill him. Thus the guilt of shedding the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would lie equally on all the clans and no single clan would be accountable. For that Mashura, even Shaitan had come disguised as a sheikh from Najd, so he could also give his input, and he was very, very satisfied when Abu Jahl gave the suggestion of how it should be done. They warned of their wicked plan by divine revelation, and he asked Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu to lie down in his bed and wrap himself in his mantle. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam assured him that no harm would befall him. And the trust of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such that he went and he slept and he had a very sound sleep also. The murderers stood outside Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house with weapons in their hands ready to strike. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emerged and threw a handful of dust at their faces, reciting the first 9 verses of Surah Yasin, ending with the verse, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ سَدَّا فَأَغْشَيْنَهُمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And we have set a bar before them and a bar behind them and have covered them so that they do not see. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blinded them and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slipped through their hands. So we see the Surah Yasin also, what power Allah ta'ala has blessed it with. There are so many narrations with regards to the benefits of Surah Yasin. من قرأ سورة ياسين في صدر النهار قضيت حوائجه. That person that recites Surah Yasin in the beginning of the day, all his needs for that day will be fulfilled. Whatever intention a person recites Surah Yasin with, that intention will be fulfilled. If a woman is going to give birth, you read Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala will make the childbirth easy. Person is in the throes of death, you recite Surah Yasin, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will make the sakarat easy. We recite it over the dead also. When we go to the graveyard, we recite Surah Yasin. A person that reads Surah Yasin, Allah Ta'ala will give him the reward of 10 Qur'ans. One of the ulama was mentioning now in one of the Hajj talks, that person that will read one Yasin in Makkah Mukarramah, 10 Qur'an reward multiplied by 100,000, one Yasin in Makkah Mukarramah equal to 1 million Qur'an Sharif. So Surah Yasin, subhanallah, has tremendous amounts of benefits. It is the heart of the Qur'an. Explaining why it is the heart of the Qur'an, because 3 important topics with regards to our aqidah I mentioned in Surah Yasin. One is Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the finality of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nubuwat, and akhirat. A great theme in Surah Yasin is pertaining to the reality of akhirat. And in the end also this is mentioned with regards to resurrection. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامُ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. The Quraysh, the kuffar, do not believe that they will be brought back to life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. That being that created it the first time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring it back to life. So Surah Yasin is filled with so many lessons and it has so many benefits. Every one of us should make sure that we recite Surah Yasin every day of our lives. And whenever a person is hard-pressed with any difficulty, recite Surah Yasin. That person that will read Surah Yasin on the eve of Friday, Thursday night, which is actually Friday night after Maghrib, Allah Ta'ala will forgive his sins also. Imam Qurtubi explains also with regards to Surah Yasin his own incident, a very short incident. He says, and who was Imam Qurtubi? He was a very great mufassir of the Quran al-Majid. He says that I was fleeing from the enemy in Qurtuba. Where is Qurtuba? In Spain. You know, Islam was at its peak in Spain. For about 800 years, there was Islamic rule in Spain. Imam Qurtubi hailed from Qurtuba. So he hid on one side of the fort. I was there for only a short while when two horsemen came out in search of me. I was sitting in the open with no barrier between myself and them. And I was reciting the first verses of Surah Yasin and other verses of the Quran and Majid. They passed by me and they returned as they had come, one saying to the other, "This must be Shaitan. In reality, Allah Ta'ala had blinded them so that they could not see me. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala." So we understand from this that Quran and Majid, see, this is yaqeen. Quran and Majid is the solution to our problems. Wa shifa, Quran and Majid, Allah Ta'ala says, it is shifa also. Person is saying, someone did black magic on me. Someone put nazar on me. People are jealous of me. Quran Sharif, Allahu Akbar, is the solution to our problems. But it requires a person to have yaqeen. Similar incidents are reported with regards to Ayatul Kursi and the protection of Ayatul Kursi. So what is required of us is that we recite every day. We make sure that we recite Surah Yasin. We recite all the wazaif that our ulama are teaching us, that is found in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Make sure that we are consistent and we are punctual in reciting from the Quran and Majid, from these verses, and especially Surah Yasin. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.